From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Go figure this. You can buy the new recording by the Canadian band Stars, but, and here's the odd part, it isn't out till the end of September. This actually may be one of the smartest things I've heard from a record company in a while. Advance copies wind up going out months before CDs hit the stores. They go to magazines with long lead times. They go to people like me. But as every record company knows, once it's out there, well, it's out there, and no matter how much security there is, fans will find a way to steal it. Well, here's where the label Arts and Crafts got crafty. They decided to sell the CD digitally on places like iTunes and on their own site 2 months before the physical CDs would hit the stores. And they've sold over 10,000 copies. Of course, it helps that it's a great record. Give a listen to this cut from the new Stars record. It's called The Night Starts Here.
The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear.
The pleasure part, the afterthought, the missing stone in the graveyard. The time we have, the task at hand. The love it takes to become a man. The dust at dawn is rained upon, attaches itself to everyone. No one is spared, no one is clean. It travels places you've never been or seen before.
The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. You drop a coin into the sea and shout out, please come back to me. You name your child.
Tell them.
The CD's called In Our Bedroom After the War by Stars. The song we just played is called The Night Starts Here. The sonic worlds of electronica and Indian classical music meet on a new album from sitar master Anushka Shankar and producer Kirsh Kale. Their CD's called Breathing Underwater. It's a lush wash of strings, dub beats, and electronic textures, and Anushka's slithering sitar. Anushka, of course, is the daughter of legendary sitarist Ravi Shankar and the half-sister to singer Nora Jones. Both Jones and Ravi Shankar appear on Anushka's new album. I'd like to play this gorgeous track. It's the title track called Breathing Underwater. Anushka Shankar on sitar, along with producer Kirsh Kale. The title track from the new CD is called Breathing Underwater. It's the follow-up to Anushka's previous album called Rise, and we featured that album on All Songs Considered. You can look for it in our archives. And if you've been listening to All Songs Considered for a long time, you know we're big fans of Sam Beam, otherwise known as Iron and Wine. Iron and Wine is about to release a third full-length CD called Shepherd's Dog. It's a bit more lush than previous recordings, and there are surprising touches of world beats, blues, and even psychedelic rock on some of the cuts. But if you're a fan of Sam Beam's wispy voice, that tightly knit harmony, and gentle folk, you won't be disappointed. This song's called White Tooth Man.
Spoken of wheels, she gave her ground to a caravan.
the song White Tooth Man from the album Shepherd's Dog. You can hear an entire concert of Iron and Wine, along with Calexico, at our website, npr.org/allsongs. If the music of Iron Wine is delicately and carefully composed, the songs on the new CD by Floritone are just the opposite. Floritone is a name given to a project featuring guitarist Bill Frisell, session drummer Matt Chamberlain, and producers Lee Townsend and Tucker Martin. For Floritone, Bill Frisell and Matt Chamberlain got together, rolled tape, and laid down a day's worth of free jam improvisations. Then they gave the tapes to producers Townsend and Martin, who molded the tracks into complete pieces. The result, according to Townsend, is a collection of groove-heavy, futuristic rock music. This cut from Floritone is called The Future. We'll be right back. guitarist Bill Frisell and drummer Matt Chamberlain, along with producers Tucker Martin and Lee Townsend. It's from a new collaboration called Floratone, in which Chamberlain and Frisell jammed, gave the tapes to Tucker Martin and Lee Townsend, and they in turn cut it up, gave it back to Frisell, and Frisell scored the horns and all other sorts of parts. Townsend compares the project to a lab experiment capturing lightning in a bottle where Frisell and Chamberlain would be able to play free. The LA quartet Rilo Kiley has been a cult favorite among music lovers since releasing their lo-fi indie rock album called Takeoffs and Landings back in 2001. A lot's changed since then, and after 6 years of building a broad, loyal fan base, Rilo Kiley has just moved into the big leagues with a major label album called Under the Black Light. The album finds Rilo Kiley moving in a new direction, abandoning the more country-flavored sound of earlier records for 80s college rock and new wave pop sounds. I loved what Jenny Lewis, the lead singer for Rilo Kiley, did on her own last year with the Watson Twins, a CD called Rabbit Fur Coat. So hearing her back with Rilo Kiley, with a sound that for me feels so unadventurous, well, I'm just not thrilled. Give a listen and tell me what you think. The CD's called Under the Black Light, and this song's called The Moneymaker. Band is Rilo Kiley, the singer is Jenny Lewis, and that song was The Moneymaker from their new CD called Under the Black Light. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Animal Collective is a group of experimental sound artists making some wonderfully fun music. Their sound isn't for everyone. At times, it's incredibly catchy, with head-spinning melodies and rhythms, and other times, it's just plain nuts, with bombastic, screeching soundscapes that might send some running for the volume knob. Regardless, it's all good fun, and there's no denying the infectious spirit of this seemingly over-caffeinated group. Animal Collective is about to release a new album. It's called Strawberry Jam, and this cut's called Unsolved Mysteries. ¶¶
could I please not go to sleep worrying that blood in the dark will attract the sharks who are not violent. We've all got hungry bellies.
The inimitable Animal Collective with Unsolved Mysteries from their new wildly experimental and fun CD Strawberry Jam. We featured the Animal Collective on a previous edition of All Songs Considered when the band released their 2004 album called Sung Tongues. Look for it in our archives along with the band Panda Bear, a side project for the Animal Collective's Noah Lennox. If you love the drone of My Bloody Valentine, give a listen to the music of Maps. This is a great CD. Maps is the recording and performance name of James Chapman, a soundscape artist from Northampton in central England. He got his start a few years ago, first under the name Short Break Operator, mixing atmospheric electronics with sleepy, introspective rock. Chapman released a few critically praised EPs, and he's just released his first full-length album. It's called We Can Create, and this is the opening track, So Low, So High. Our engineers, Bill Deputy, Robin Hilton, produced the program. I'm Bob Boylan. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.